Thank you for joining us for Audiophile Magazine, read by Sarah, featuring Audiophile Magazine. We're going to start off today with some fiction title reviews. Husbands and Lovers by Beatrice Williams, read by Helen Laser and Caroline Hewitt. This audiobook concerns two women who are separated by decades and continents, but joined by blood, tragedy, and a bejeweled cobra bracelet. The romantic story is rendered perfectly by two narrators. Helen Laser portrays the contemporary New England heroine, Mallory, a single mom. Caroline Hewitt depicts Hannah, who in 1952 is living in Cairo, which is seething with revolution. The widow of a Hungarian count, she is married to a British diplomat and is in love with an Israeli spy. Laser creates a voice for Mallory that is warm, witty, and tough. Hewlett enlivens Hannah, whose voice is subdued, cultured, and yearning. This production is filled with memorable characters, family secrets, passionate romance, and historical drama. It's available from Random House Audio, 12.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-0593909317 for $25. Books on tape as a library edition digital download, ISBN 978-0593909324 for $95. Five Star Stranger by Kat Tang, read by Julian Sihi. What if you were so good at your job as a rental stranger that you started believing your roles were real? Julian Sihi gives a convincing and moving portrayal of a young man who has many identities, except his own. Sihi's range of voices and accents illuminates the diverse roles he adopts for clients who have hired him through the Rental Stranger app. While Sihi's even tone brings out the unnamed protagonist's professional attitude towards his work, his growing affinity for his recurring role as father to a young girl named Lily is revealed through beautifully restrained yet heartfelt enthusiasm. The quiet sensitivity of Sihi's performance highlights the yearning for connection in a disconnected world and makes for a captivating listen. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio, 6.75 hours unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-179-717-5454 for $19.99. Cinema Love by Jiaming Tang, read by Samantha Tan. Samantha Tan's melodic voice carries listeners through a story that spans continents and decades. It follows a group of gay men and the women entangled in their lives, from the cinema in Fuzhou, China, where they cruise and find refuge in the 1980s, to Manhattan's Chinatown through the present day. Tan expertly navigates a range of points of view, embodying characters of different genders with varying regional accents. Her performance is understated and full of nuance as she captures the strong sense of place and the bittersweet tone of Tang's prose. This is a unique and compelling debut novel about the ways the past haunts the present and the intertwined suffering and joy of queer people and those who love them. It's available from Penguin Audio, 9.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-0593828083 for $20. Books on tape as the library edition. Digital download, ISBN 978-0593828090 for $76. The Wedding People by Alison Esbach, read by Helen Laser. Helen Laser gives a nuanced performance of this audiobook about an unlikely friendship between two women. On the cusp of 40, Phoebe is divorced, infertile, stalled in her academic career, and her beloved cat has died. She goes to an exclusive Newport, Rhode Island resort, where she is the only guest who is not there for a wedding. In the elevator, she meets Lila, the bride, who is snide and confident, but also seems lonely among her family and friends. Laser creates an immersive portrait of the glamorous locale and its privileged characters of all ages and genders. She brings forth the story's wit and sharp observations and is especially adept at showcasing the poignant exchanges between the two women. Those sensitive to mention of suicidal ideation should take note. It's available from Macmillan Audio, 11.75 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-125-034-9705 for $26.99. Teddy by Emily Dunley, read by Carlotta Brenton. Carlotta Brenton's narration offers all the glamour and sparkle of Rome in the 1960s. After marrying David Shepherd, an American diplomat based in Italy, Teddy Huntley Carlyle experiences life in the Eurofast lane. Royalty, film stars, corporate executives, foreign diplomats, Russian spies, and American expats populate her new life. But Teddy has secrets that could destroy everything she's worked for, if revealed. Brenton delivers all the glitter of Teddy's life, as well as her discomfort with her overly lush body, uncertainty about what will please her new husband, and obsessively sexual nature. Brenton's characterizations ring true and her accents are flawless. She makes Teddy's unexpected behavior, the possibility of scandal, and the surprising plot twists understandable and believable. It's available from Harper Audio, 11 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-006-335-4920 for $26.99. And we move on to biography and memoir titles. Clay and Bones, My Life as an FBI Forensic Artist by Lisa G. Bailey, read by Christina Delane. Christina Delane narrates with such an engaging conversational tone that listeners will feel they're active participants in this memoir by the FBI's first female forensic sculptor. One minute Delane urges listeners to prepare for a grisly discussion of forensic practices. The next, she's describing hostile bullying by a male manager. The range of the material is broad, and Delane complements each scene with an apt interpretation. She reflects Bailey's marvel at the near-magical path she followed to find her career, neutrality while describing the many clues skulls provide for facial approximation, and horror at how institutional sexism threatened to rob her of work she loves. Delane embraces it all with passion, whether the subject is satisfying scientific and artistic breakthroughs, employment discrimination, hypocrisy, or justice. It's available from Tantra Media, 8.25 hours unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 979-885-550-3821 for $24.99. Coming Home by Brittany Griner and Michelle Burford, read by Andia Winslow and Brittany Griner. Andia Winslow narrates WNBA basketball star Brittany Griner's memoir, which has a strong focus on her imprisonment in Russia. Winslow's delivery is outstanding. She recounts the fear and frustration that Griner went through during her ordeal. Winslow deftly projects Griner's emotions every step of the way, imitating her captor's Russian accents only when appropriate. While the memoir is detailed, there is little focus on Griner's time at Baylor University. However, she is open about the perceptions of her sexuality and deftly weaves in recollections of her upbringing. Coupled with its honest account of what happened in Russia, this memoir is a fascinating listen. It's available from Random House Audio, 10.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-059-394-8668 for $22.50. Books on Tape has a library edition. Digital download, ISBN 978-059-394-8675 for $95. Consent, a memoir by Jill Cement, read by Eileen Stevens. Reflection is central to the memoir. In this one, Jill Cement reconsiders the events she wrote about in her first memoir, Half a Life, 28 years ago. Eileen Stevens' narration embraces the author's candid questioning as she wonders, in the context of the Me Too movement and her husband Arnold Mesh's death after 45 years of marriage, how she should think about the relationship she began with the 47-year-old American artist when she was only 17. Stevens's performance enhances the careful detailing of scenes that give their courtship and long marriage verisimilitude. Some are even dissected and recomposed from new perspectives. Stevens also evokes the author's thoughtful scrutiny of how a writer might revisit memories, find them faulty, and come up with a different story. It's available from Random House Audio, 4 hours long, unabridged. Trade Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-059-386-8683, for $15. Books on Tape as the Library Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-059-386-8690, for $66.50. On Call, A Doctor's Journey in Public Service, by Anthony Fauci, read by Anthony Fauci. Dr. Fauci's public career spans 5 decades. He served 7 presidents as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. His reputation is secured by a shelf of medals and awards, including the National Award for Science. Now a professor at Georgetown University, Dr. Fauci gained prominence during the COVID-19 epidemic for his confrontations with the former president and far-right members of Congress. This audiobook gives his side of a story and reveals a workaholic doctor who dedicated his career to battling infectious diseases. Sadly, his and his family's lives were threatened by anti-vaxxers who vilified him. Tinged with his Brooklyn accent, his reading is authentic, if not melodic. He ably simplifies the scientific concepts he encountered in his life in medicine. Available from Penguin Audio, 19.25 hours, unabridged. Trade Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-059-395-0562, for $27.50. Books on Tape as a Library Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-059-395-0579, for $95. Viewfinder, A Memoir of Seeing and Being Seen, by John M. Chu and Jeremy MacArthur, read by John M. Chu. Listening to film director Chu of Crazy Rich Asians and Wicked narrate his lively memoir of people and events that influenced his life choices and film work, one gains insights on who he is and the way technology has changed Hollywood movie making. Chu emits charisma as he discusses his youth in 1980 Silicon Valley, when, as the son of a successful immigrant restaurateur, he was always trying to fit in. He also describes trying to break into films in L.A. Events like his fanboy moment with Steve Jobs, his first meeting with Steven Spielberg, and his realization that he wanted to be married and have children are filled with emotion and make this compelling production seem like an intimate conversation with a close friend. It's available from Random House Audio, 7.75 hours unabridged. Trade Edition, Digital Download, ISBN 978-059-382-2050, for $20. Books on Tape as the Library Edition, Digital Download, ISBN 978-059-382-2067, for $76. And we move on to contemporary culture titles. Amphibious Soul, Finding the Wild in a Tame World, by Craig Foster, read by Craig Foster. Craig Foster narrates his lyrical meditation on our human connection with the wild in a gentle voice that reflects the limpid ocean from which life evolved. The documentary photographer and producer of many films, including My Octopus Teacher, has written a mix of memoir and personable treatise on nature and our place in it. While he sometimes pauses unexpectedly mid-sentence, that's a small quibble amid a generally enticing performance. Foster, who advocates for the importance of rediscovering our individual connection with the wild, includes many personal adventures, tracking game for days with African hunter-gatherers, year-round ocean swimming in icy water, and close, peaceful interactions with wild creatures. From the ocean sounds that start each chapter to the final tracking how-to, this is a win. It's available from Harper Audio, 9.75 hours unabridged. Trade Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-006-328-9055, for $27.99. We are experiencing a slight delay. By Gary Jannetty, read by Gary Jannetty. TV writer-producer Gary Jannetty is a fine travelling companion. His vocal style may remind listeners of David Sedaris, but his opinions and wit are his own. He takes the listener on a grand tour of his favourite places unpacks this audiobook with observations on such topics as the decline of fashion on airplanes, along with tips on how to shut off unwanted conversation and how to pack for only 3 days. Want informed and glitzy recommendations for Rome, the Hotel de Russie, or for New York City, eat at Balthazar? An entertaining storyteller, Giannetti pitches an idea to Maggie Smith, a no, falls in love on Mykonos, an everlasting yes, and lovingly recounts a family cruise that includes his then 93-year-old dad, who stays in a cabin beneath the Foghorn, worth your time. It's available from Harper Audio, 4.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-0063329775 for $26.99. Code Dependent, Living in the Shadow of AI, by Madhumita Murgia, read by Madhumita Murgia. It was a great decision by the author to narrate this account of her investigation into artificial intelligence, AI, and its global impact on societies. Murgia is the artificial intelligence editor for Britain's Financial Times, so her multi-layered understanding of the topic helps create an impactful audio performance. She is curious and sensitive, skeptical and open-minded, characteristics that result in a non-fiction probe that refuses to present the issue as black and white. Murgia travels the globe to interview individuals impacted by AI, allowing their stories to illustrate the moral questions that AI raises. Murgia's discussions with victims of AI-generated pornography and authoritarian surveillance, for example, will frighten listeners to the bone. Engaging and entertaining, this work is essential listening for anyone following the potentially explosive development of AI. It's available from Macmillan Audio, 9.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-125-033-9003 for $26.99. Cue the Sun, The Invention of Reality TV, by Emily Nussbaum, read by Gabra Zachman. Gabra Zachman's narration fully embodies a balance of deep insight and affability, a perfect fit here. Nussbaum's approach to the topic of reality television transcends the usual narrative history as it captures key social commentary of programs unique to their time and place. The audiobook traces a detailed timeline from PBS's An American Family, considered a touchstone of a modern reality show, to The Gong Show and The Dating Game and their notorious reputations, then Survivor and The Apprentice, with the latter's infamous impact on current American politics. The genre has been a boon for networks, the shows often cheap to produce. Zachman's voice is gently entertaining and always engaging, guiding listeners through this fascinating history of modern pop culture. And narrator Gabra Zachman says, "What a brilliant and witty and surprisingly moving book this was. I loved recording it. Some of it centered around reality TV I was very familiar with, but much of it did not, and it felt like getting a backstage pass to the reality behind the reality." It's available from Random House Audio, 15.25 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-359-3523 for $25. Books on tape as the library edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-359-3530 for $95. And now for some science fiction and fantasy titles. Bitter Waters by Vivian Shaw, read by Catherine Walker Booth. Catherine Walker Booth's performance brings Dr. Greta Helsing to life in this charming novella, part of a series, but it can also stand alone. Walker Booth's skill with pitch, tone, and accents brings each of her characters to life. She beautifully depicts Greta Helsing, a physician who ministers to the undead, with compassion and intelligence. Walker Booth's vocal range also allows her to realistically voice Sir Francis Varney, Helsing's charming vampire colleague Count Dracula and his wife, and even 11-year-old newly turned Lucy Ashton. Walker Booth's voice acting helps listeners enjoy all the twists and turns of this witty fantasy-slash-mystery as Dr. Helsing and her team of undead friends work to discover who attacked young Lucy. It's available from Hachette Audio, 4.75 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-166-864-2191 for $18.99. The Mechanics of Memory by Audrey Lee, read by Sunny Lu Kyung-sim and Charlie Thurston. Sunny Lu Kyung-sim and Charlie Thurston narrate a mesmerizing thriller about a woman who must confront the unreliability of her own memory. Hope's memories of her life before her time at a facility designed to reconsolidate lost memories are spotty. Each treatment is slow to bring order to the chaotic remnants of her past. But as secrets come to light, she begins to doubt the facility itself. Lou imbues Hope with endearing eagerness despite her uncomfortable experiences during her unusual therapy treatments. Once the story shifts from psychological suspense to science fiction mystery, Lou commands the ear as Hope becomes more and more unreliable. All three narrators enhance this stunning thriller's unique atmosphere of paranoia. It's available from Camcat, 10 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-074-431-0474 for $24.95. A Sorceress Comes to Call by T. Kingfisher, read by Eliza Foss and Jennifer Pickens. Eliza Foss and Jennifer Pickens narrate a haunting reimagining of the fairy tale The Goose Girl. Cordelia lives with her mother, an enchantress, in a house with no doors. When her mother decides to marry the local squire, Cordelia and his sister Hester form an unlikely alliance. Pickens' portrayal of Cordelia's developing independence is breathtaking. A victim of both emotional and physical abuse, primarily via magic, she is desperate to escape, terrified of being caught, but ultimately willing to do what needs to be done. Foss's portrayal of Hester's fear for her brother's safety and rage at her own lack of agency is sadly believable and utterly staggering when channeled into a showdown against the ruthless enchantress and her familiar. It's available from Macmillan Audio, 11.25 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-125-035-1302 for $26.99. The Spell Shop by Sarah Beth Durst, read by Catelyn Davis. Fans of Studio Ghibli's animated films will enjoy the way Catelyn Davis performs this enchanting story. For the past decade, academic librarian Keela has hidden herself away in the Empire with only a sentient spider plant for company. When the fires of the revolution burn down the great library of Elysium, she escapes to her secluded childhood home with a few crates of precious books. Can she use their magical knowledge to aid the struggling islanders without risking her safety? Davis delivers a prim yet empathetic narration that is perfect for an introverted academic. She knows how to complement the humor on the page with a colorful delivery. The flying cats and mermaids in this audiobook will be appreciated by young adult and adult listeners alike. It's available from Macmillan Audio, 12.25 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-125-035-1265 for $26.99. River Mama by Zalika Reed Benta, read by Taimika Tafari. Taimika Tafari narrates an urban fantasy set in Toronto that's infused with Jamaican history, mythology, and religion. Sent on a quest by the goddess River Mumma to retrieve a stolen object, Alicia and her friends, Heaven and Mars, race against an impossible deadline. Tafari portrays River Mumma as haughty and capricious, but her deep and lasting connection to Alicia and her ancestors shines through. As danger increases on the quest, Tafari subtly builds tension until it explodes into a frenzy of action. Throughout her narration, Tafari seamlessly switches between English and Jamaican patois, reflecting the diaspora community Alicia and her friends are part of. These elements add nuance and depth to an impressive performance. It's available from Recorded Books, 8 hours long, unabridged. Library Edition CD, ISBN 979-889-273-1379 for $79.75, also available as MP3 or digital download. And that's it for me for today. Thank you for joining us for Audiophile Magazine, read by Sarah.